Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Get out in your backyard and fire up a grill. We're going to be doing a little blessing of the bikes and doing a little GI barbecue event a little bit later today up at Chase Creek. If you're just tuning in, you listen for that because we'd love to have you join us. But this is one of my favorite parts of every show when we get an opportunity to do this is we got a barbecue man in the studio, and damn if he didn't bring some barbecue with him, and it's pretty good. I'm going to pick this brisket out from between my teeth, Bob. While you finish that rib, I'm going to throw it over to you, brother. What's cooking?
It is so stinking perfect. That there is a good rib, buddy.
Yeah, I noticed you glommed on to the one that he brought. So All I can do is take your word for it, man.
Trust me, it was good.
All right.
It was good. Welcome back to the show. It is the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're picking down on pork and cows right now, but I see a little chicken in there. I see some all kinds of good stuff. But
white bread.
We're going to talk a little barbecue with Ben Riedema from Horseshoe Smokehouse. Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
You know, the cool thing about what you did when you started that business, we had you on when you were brand new. You located right next to Founders.
Yeah, beer and barbecue.
Yeah, you
wait
can't
a minute.
That. Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't take a rocket science, did it, Ben? Yeah.
And I was in there this week and had lunch, and you've got a nice bunch of tap handles.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we like 16 different varieties, so we tried to touch a little bit on each kind of beer. So, and some Founders in there, too, as well.
I had one of those Shorts, new lights from Shorts. Oh, yeah. Perfect for a lunch beer.
Yeah. Do they make lunch beers?
Yeah. It's they've got a new Summer Light or something they call it.
That's because your boss is in Canada and he doesn't get to show live.
He's
by
Canadian.
The time he hears it, he's not going to care. It's going to be Tuesday.
They drink beer for breakfast up there.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Right. I know. That's why you go there so often.
Too bad,
I get it. So, Ben, thanks for coming to the show today. And, you know, this is all about our Operation GI Barbecue and what's going on there. And once again, another great West Michigan business just steps up with generosity.
Stepping up.
And we just want to, you know, raise our glass to you because tell us a little bit about what you're doing.
Well, we are. I got a call from you guys a few days ago, and we're going to get some gift certificates to the smokehouse, to our restaurant. So you guys can have a silent auction up there, and it's really, you guys need a big pat on the back for what you're doing. For the veterans, you know, this takes a lot of your time, and you both got full-time jobs, but you take time to do this, and the veterans really benefit from that. So I think we all really appreciate what you're doing.
Yeah, and what we're doing right now, this is really geared towards the active duty troops, and we're bringing our first load to Fort Bragg, home of the 82nd Airborne, down in North Carolina. And we're going to use the men's room while we're down there, by the way, just to give you a heads up, Joppy.
That's right. Yeah, we are. We're not going to be walking into a creep show.
It'll be a creep show once we get there.
Right. Yeah.
But we had you on the show just about a year ago when you first opened up. And that's right when we launched this GI Barbecue. And you said at that time, hey, you know, I'd like to help you guys out. We should do an event at our shop. And you know, it's my fault. I forgot to follow up with you on that, and that's why I called you and said, hey, we're about ready to wrap it up. You still want to do something. Here's your chance. So what's going on? What are we going to do here?
Well, like I say, we got some gift certificates we're going to give away, and in the future, we want to do something down at the Horseshoe. Be glad to do it. We do host a fair amount of fundraisers during the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays. We have them almost every night. We have someone down there. So,
I'd like to do like a fundraiser for my kids' college.
Go ahead. Where are they going? Do you know yet or not?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're mostly done.
You're going to need more than that.
I just got one last one. She's going to be expensive.
She's the youngest. It always the expensive one. Exactly.
But just anyway. Like Randy, just like Randy was.
Right. I was. Yeah. I was an oops, man. Yeah. But, Ben, let's talk a little bit about the restaurant. If nobody's been to the Smokehouse before, the Horseshoe Smokehouse, you're in the southern part of Grand Rapids, but you do things a little different. Describe how the food is served and how it goes there.
Well, it's kind of a, you know, I first saw this in Texas maybe 20 years ago, where you walk in and you have there's a chalkboard with the menus there, and you order off that. You know, casual, you order your food. You know, some smokehouses down in Texas, more of a cafeteria style. We don't do that. We order the food and you just sit down, and then we'll yell your name out and you come and get it. So we have beer and ribs and brisket and specials now and then. We have some chicken wings, which are smoked first, which I think got a great flavor. You know, they're smoked and then kind of deep fried to just give it a little texture.
I had
some pulled pork.
Wings, and I think there's one in here, Joppy, with your name on it. Mm-hmm. But you also
the other three had your name on it? Is that what it was?
No, I had one earlier this week. You also do Brussels sprouts in a crazy way.
Describe that, because those are awesome.
I'm not even sure myself, but I know they're deep fried, so it always makes it good. We'll prepare them. They blanch them first, and then they have a bacon vinaigrette they put on them, and they deep fry them.
They spin them in a bacon vinaigrette, and they quarter them, so the thing opens up like a flower.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, dude, it's like art. Yeah. You'd love them because you love Brussels sprouts.
Oh, I do.
They're really cool. I mean, most people don't say, man, that's the best Brussels sprout I've ever had. But they are good. I never grew up on many Brussels sprouts, but I eat them all the time now. So.
Yeah.
Well, they're good for you.
So, yeah.
And you also have some really killer mac and cheese.
Yeah.
You've got, you got like a mushroom.
Let's see. I'm trying to think. It changes. We've changed them every once in a while. But, of course, we got French fries, which really traditionally isn't a real – if you go down south
– I don't know. I like French fries.
I do, too. But, you know, down in Austin
– Yeah, but we're in Michigan, so it's okay.
Right. Exactly. People don't know any better. Yeah, so we can have anything we want. So that's what we've done.
Whatever,
Austin. So we got some
– Austin.
Yeah, right. So that's where I first learned about, you know, barbecue and so forth. Yeah. I had relatives that lived down there, and I was just kind of a – I thought it was a cool concept.
So actually, you've got a lot of things to consider when you're trying to run a restaurant. And let's face it, there's more and more barbecue shacks opening up all over the place. So you have to kind of up your game. How do you get ahead of the competition? And what are you doing right now in terms of, you know, coming up with new dishes?
Well, we are we're definitely experimenting with some new things. We've just talked yesterday about having a – we had specials for a while then. As the business grew, you're so busy making barbecue, you don't, you know, the chef can't work on new things and he gets too busy. So now we've got used to being busier, we're going to add a special every day. You know, I can't off the top of my head say what they are, but mostly sandwiches. We're also experimenting with some other kind of barbecue southern type. Menu items that we're working on, some chicken items and so forth.
Well, that's why it's cool that you visit all these other barbecue shacks because a lot of these guys have already done all kinds of other things.
Exactly.
And I know you said you go to Texas. Yeah. Have you been to North Carolina or South
Carolina?
I have not.
No, I haven't. Whenever I travel, I usually stop wherever I can. That's the first thing I do is I Google
tell you,
ups.
Alabama has some great barbecue. You got to go down and see Big Bob Gibson.
Okay.
Go down and see Jeff, who runs the Decatur store there.
Yeah.
He'll take good care of you. You let us know, and we'll hook you up with him before you go. And it'll be the best meal you've had in a long time.
Yeah.
Those boys, and they've been at it for 40 years, so it's wonderful.
Well, we got a lot to learn, but we're learning quick. But
you are learning real quick because the lunch I had there was really hats off to you.
Okay.
And thanks so much for giving us all these gift certificates for Operation GI Barbecue. Folks, if you're going up to our fundraiser, you might want to buy these gift cards and go down there and get some good barbecue from Horseshoe.
And where is the Horseshoe, Ben, if people don't know?
333 Granville. And the best way to describe that is about a block south of Founders.
Founders is a little
bar in town that some people go to once
in a while. It's a little
bar called Founders.
Right. Once a guy
and sell a little
beer.
Bit of beer.
Yeah, very good. Well, hey, coming up next, we're going to be talking with a guy named Mike Thorpe from the Bonefish Grill because here's another great institution that has stepped up to help the GI barbecue cause. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back. Just like I told you before, people, 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 people.